Welcome to this Wednesday edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Dave Ball here along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, it's so wonderful to hear from our listeners. And Chuck, there's nothing greater than hearing that a program has touched someone's heart or that they've changed behavior or they've made a decision to kind of get their life back on track because of a program. And we've had so many wonderful responses to the program. And recently, we got one from a lady that was so over the top that we thought we'd bring her on the program to tell her story.
Well, Denise Paulsgrove is going to be our guest today, and she said off air that she was actually surprised that I answer my email.
That's right. and you do.
Well, as much as I can. People write me questions. They send in comments. They share their story. But I do like to get email. And anybody who's listening can send their comment to me at chuckbentley@crown.org. And Denise is one of those. And she ended up on our program.
Well, and she's a wonderful lady with a great story. And I know you'll be encouraged. So you want to stay and listen to that. You know, Chuck, Thanksgiving is just around the corner, and it is a time that, especially here, since we've been on our season of fasting and praying, and that will end the week of Thanksgiving, it's a very special time this year, for at least for me and my family.
Well, it's a very special time for all of us, Dave, and we have lots to be thankful for. And as I wrote our November newsletter this month, I found a quote from Abraham Lincoln that I thought I would share with our listeners today, because Lincoln had been this was October 1863. He had been under a tremendous amount of pressure, just unimaginable suffering through the Civil War. And yet, in his famous Thanksgiving proclamation, he praised God for his faithfulness in providing for the nation through their industrial strength, through the fertile fields, through the growing population, despite the horrendous casualties of the war. In other words, he found things that he could still be grateful for. This is an actual quote from that proclamation. "No human counsel hath devised, nor hath any moral hand worked out these great things. They are the gracious gifts of the Most High God, who, while dealing with us in anger for our sins, hath nevertheless remembered mercy." And certainly, Dave, that's our heart cry now. And wouldn't it be wonderful to hear our national leaders speak that way, that we do have great sins, and we have done wrong, but yet God's remembering us in His mercy. That's our heart cry now, and what we're fasting and praying for this nation.
Well, Chuck, it is such a blessing to be a part of that, and we'd encourage you to join if you haven't and be a part of this time of fasting and prayer. Well, we're taking a short break, and when we come back, we'll introduce you to our guest today, Denise Paulsgrove. You're listening to Money Life, and we'll be right back.
Are you over 50 and thinking about retirement? Well, if you want to actually experience retirement one day, you have to plan for it. And we have a book that'll tell you how. It's Your Money After the Big 5-0, written by Crown Financial Ministries co-founder Larry Burkett and financial planner Ron Blue. Your Money After the Big 5-0 will equip you with biblical wisdom and practical advice for succeeding in the second half of life, having a fully funded retirement, and being free to serve the Lord. And you'll learn about the importance of finishing strong and leaving a legacy of stewardship to your children and grandchildren. If you're ready to put together a financial plan for a retirement that'll honor God and give you wealth at last, get a copy of Your Money After the Big 5-0 right now at crown.org. Your Money After the Big 5-0 by Larry Burkett and Ron Blue is available online at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and today we have a very special guest. Denise Paulsgrove is actually a listener to Money Life, and she wrote me such an encouraging testimony through email that I said, let's get Denise on the program. So welcome to Money Life, Denise.
Thank you.
It is great to have you today. Tell our audience a little bit about yourself.
Just kind of one of those average Joes. Actually, I'm married to an average Joe, but his name is Joe. But I am in the Carolinas, just working. I've been a single mom I'm currently married, but had a lot of different things that I had experienced, you know, as a single mom, and came through that. And yeah, I guess I'm going to share that today to see how the early experiences have really helped me in dealing with life today.
Well, Denise, you did have quite a journey and an amazing testimony, because 20 years ago, as a single mom, you decided to take a very low-paying job because making money really wasn't your first priority. Tell us a little bit about why you made that decision.
I had been married. I had a son that was almost two, and my husband had left. And I just was not willing to put my son in a daycare because I just felt like it was my job to raise him. It was, you know, the best thing I could give him was me, my love, and my time to help to mold his life. And so I traded in having a higher income for the, you know, to make myself more available to him. So I was working in just a little drapery shop with my college degree, making $4 an hour because I could bring him with me and my son would have me.
Well, Denise, obviously you had to make some significant sacrifices to be able to raise your son on that kind of income and to stay out of debt. How did you manage that?
It was extremely hard when you're suddenly really poor, and I'm talking, I was living on $5,000, $6,000 a year for several years and supporting me and my son. And so you have to make some really tough decisions. So, you know, immediately, you know, there was some things eliminated, like newspapers, cable TV, vacations, new clothes, eating out. You know, I never bought anything in a convenience package, a snack package. You know, everything was focused around just survival. The things that even some people would have classified as something you got to have, I even eliminated, with like air conditioning. I was living in a little mobile home, and it was an old one at that, and I couldn't even know. You know, the air conditioner had blown up before my husband left, and I didn't have the money to fix it. So I made the tough choice that we'll just have to deal with it, you know, until something will change. And so that was miserable for a year and a half. We had no air conditioning, and that little thing was up over 100 degrees in the summertime. And so we used fans and spray bottle to stay cool. I did things like my own car maintenance. I changed my oil, got the plugs, changed the filters, and even taught some of my guy friends how to do that stuff.
Well, Denise, what is your son's name?
Brett.
Well, you made sure that Brett had some things that none of the other kids in the neighborhood had, because you're a very resourceful person, obviously. Tell us what you did for Brett to be sure that he felt like his childhood and your love and care for him was very special.
We did. I had, I'm pretty handy, and I built him a race car bed. When he was about 3 years old, I decided, you know, he was getting ready to move from a crib to a bed, but I needed to put some sides on it because he would, you know, the kid would roll to Indiana if I didn't have something to keep him in the bed. And so I thought, oh, it'd be really cool to have a race car bed. So I got scrap lumber and put that on the sides, and even got some dowels and some wheels from the dump, from the garbage cans that people had thrown away where you wheel your garbage out to the street, and I painted those up and put them on the dowel rods, and you could spin those tires. And so he had a race car bed that he loved, and, you know, everybody thought he was, like, way cool. And then the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were big during that time, too. So he was strapped the garbage can lid on his back. And so to keep him from doing that, to use for a turtle shell, I made him his own mutant ninja turtle shell that he would wear, and, you know, he was, you know, the envy of the neighborhood.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you are just an amazing person, and even for your own needs, Denise, you found ways to avoid buying the fanciest, latest thing, and you needed a computer. What did you do to provide a computer in your home?
What I did, you know, since I love computers and technology, you know, myself, but I wanted everything that I did, any resource I had, to go towards helping my son and for a learning experience. So what I did is I bought a bare-bones computer system and taught him how to build a computer. So that way he would, you know, be learning how to do it, because the first one I had ever built, it wasn't working right, and the support guys had walked me through how to reset this and that, and I realized there's not that much inside of it. And so I had, you know, learned how to build these things, and I wanted to pass that on to him so he could do that as well too. And so we would, you know, we would buy the systems, and he would put them together. Now, I've also watched him destroy about $200 worth of computer parts in one day when he tried to force a new processor into the slot where it didn't really fit, and then he dropped a piece into the spinning fan and destroyed that. But through those goofs, he became extremely good at computers. And I actually asked him today about computers and get his advice on various computer components. So,
oh, wow.
He's learned well.
That's a great story, Denise. Now, did Brett grow up with memories of being desperately poor and having nothing and feeling like he was suffering? What's his take on your past?
He has such fond memories of his childhood. He loved the mobile home even, because it was so filled with love. He has memories of being loved, of being, of feeling secure and having just so much fun. And we did a lot of simple things that were just a blast. We read through the whole Chronicles of Narnia, which, for both of us, it's just one of our favorite memories, because we would snuggle up on the bed and we'd read the stories, and it was so visual to all of us, and it gave me wonderful teaching opportunities for him.
Mm, I love that story. Now, Denise, you eventually remarried. What's your life like today, and are you still living the way you used to live?
Well, when we first got married, we moved in. Joe moved into our little mobile home, which he wasn't real crazy about, because it was really cramped now with three of us in it. But a few years before I'd ever even run into Joe, I had bought some property, and I didn't start building until I knew I could build what I wanted to build without losing it. So I waited a lot of years. So even when my income finally increased, because eventually as Brett got older, he would go over to his friend's house to play, and I set up babysitting with his friend's mom. And then eventually, he was in school. And so once he was old enough, I would return back to work, and gradually my income got better. But I waited till, a long time after that to build my house, so I knew I could afford it. So after Joe and I had been married for a year, we finally had gotten into our new house. So long time coming.
Well, Denise, we've got so much to learn from you, and I want you to come back after this break. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll have more with Denise Paulsgrove in just a moment.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible. Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and today our guest is Denise Paulsgrove. Denise is a longtime listener of Money Life, and she wrote me just recently to tell of her incredible testimony and God's faithfulness in her life, even when she was a single mom and had so very little. Denise, when we left off, you were talking about this piece of land that you had managed to buy, and after you remarried, you and Joe are going to build a house. What kind of house did you build?
It's a three-bedroom house, but it was exactly what I wanted. But I had to gradually get there, because even as a single mom, I was kind of preparing myself to try to build this house by putting away like $300 a paycheck till I knew I could save up 20% down payment to make sure that I could have enough to throw at this thing. So once Joe and I got married, we had two incomes to throw at it. So so after we got married, we got going on the building plans, and we were finally able to get into it back in 2003. So I've had 5 years in my new house.
Wow, it's been a long journey for you, hasn't it, Denise?
It has.
Well, God has been faithful. And what happened to Brett? What's Brett up to these days?
He just got back to the U.S. after his second tour with the Marines in Iraq. And he's just 4 months away now from finishing up his four-year military commitment. And the other thing that has just blessed me is when I was so poor, I had no way of saving for his education. And then when my income finally got higher, then I wouldn't have qualified for any help. So I fell into every crack there was. But, you know, now he's got the GI Bill that's going to be able to pay for his college education. And now he's, after spending some time in the desert, I think he's a little more prepared to do his math homework this year. So he's looking at a career in engineering.
Oh, that's wonderful news. Well, you described this long journey as God putting you through your own spiritual boot camp, Denise. What did you mean by that, and what did God teach you?
Well, you know, with my son being a Marine, I saw firsthand what exactly a boot camp is for. And you know, some of the things that they do is they're building their strength, they're eliminating their weaknesses, and teaching them how to make good decisions under stress. And so they are successful in battle, and, you know, lives can depend on it, both their lives and the lives of others. And the drill instructors are tough on them on purpose because, you know, it's so critical that they learn that because, you know, lives do depend on it. So when they come out of it, you know, typically they've lost like about 20 pounds. You know, all the fat is gone. And one more thing too with the military is the mission. They learn that the mission is more important than the individual. You know, and that's what I come out of that with is my mission was to train my son to know God and to produce a responsible citizen that contributes to society instead of draining it. And that mission is far more important than my personal comfort. And, you know, the Marines are willing to sacrifice their lives. They come back without limbs because they are, you know, putting the mission first. And with me going through it, you know, about a decade of living on the financial edge, it wasn't fun, but it prepared me for things to come. And, you know, and I've seen God develop just amazing things in my life, you know, as a result of the things that that I went through. You know, I had to be unbelievably creative, and that developed things in me that I didn't know I had. And, you know, God brought out talents that I would not have known were there had I not been through those challenges.
Well, Denise, God was obviously preparing you for this tough economy because both you and Joe found yourselves out of a job last year. Tell us how you got through that and how God provided for you during a very challenging time again.
Well, you know, we had always, in November, we love to do the shopping, you know, because it's so much cheaper. And, of course, in January, you got the big bills coming in. But I know how to work around, you know, stretching the money to where we, you know, we always pay our credit cards off at the end of the month. And I've got another one I can transfer to give me a couple extra weeks to pay. So, you know, I've got it down to a system. Well, my system was, you know, kind of busted last year when, January 5th, Joe was told that his job was being eliminated. And, you know, okay, we're great. We bought the big screen TV. You know, now it's going to be harder to pay for that thing. And so we were just reeling from that. And all of a sudden, you know, on the 31st of January, I was brought in for my annual review, my pay for performance, where I'd find out what great things I was going to get from meeting and exceeding my goals. And I'd learned that my position was eliminated. Mm. And as of February 15th, I would have no job. And so, you know, all of a sudden, wow, we're, you know, we both got no jobs.
You've got no jobs and you owe for a big screen TV.
Exactly. I thought, oh my gosh. But, you know, the thing that was amazing that, well, I've always been a strong believer in tithing, and, you know, and to know that God really keeps up his end of the bargain when you're tithing. And 2007 was just an unbelievable year for me in the midst of losing our jobs and working the least we have, the whole year. We actually made more last year than we've ever made in our lives.
My goodness.
And that was thanks to, I had severance for 4.5 months. And you could also, I don't know how this works everywhere, but in North Carolina, if you're taking a class, you can get severance and unemployment. So I was actually making, for those 4.5 months, actually making more than I was on my regular job. And then I had 1 week where I only had unemployment. And then after that, the bank had brought me back to do my old job as a contractor and to do documentation and train the, you know, the global employees that would be, you know, replacing me. So
wow.
I made some, you know, really good money as a contractor. And, you know, even though Joe had been out of work for, I think, about 8 months that year, and he finally got a job as a contractor, you know, towards the end of the year. But, you know, overall, we ended up making a really good amount of money last year, which was a really good thing because I did not find work this year until June, the middle of June. And I'd had a job lined up earlier, but there was a job freeze, and that I, you know, I was back to the drawing board, even though I'd signed a contract to start this job.
Well, Denise, so many people are facing hard times right now, and your testimony of being resourceful and relying on the Lord is a great encouragement. I want you to stay with us after this break, and I want you to provide some advice to our listeners for some things they can do facing these hard times. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be back with more from Denise Paulsgrove.
You know, the Bible says to train up your children in the way they should go, and that includes teaching them God's way of managing money. But how do you make learning the basics about money easy for kids ages 3 and up? Try the ABCs of Money package from Crown Financial Ministries. The ABCs of Money package has two interactive ways for children to learn what the Bible says about money. First, there's the ABC Learning Bank. It has three detachable compartments made in the shape of the letters A, B, and C. Your kids will use one for giving, one for saving, and one for spending. The package also comes with the ABCs of Handling Money God's Way student workbook. Through an interesting study, simple Bible studies, and fun, hands-on activities, your kids will learn not only about money, but also some important things about God. Invest in the future of your children by teaching them God's way of managing money with the ABCs of Money package. It's available at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. And Denise, when we left off at this last break, you were sharing how God had brought you through so many difficult things, particularly with having very limited resources, being a single mom, and reprioritizing your life so that you could raise your son, Brett. What are some of the things that God's taught you? What are the great things you've experienced through all these hardships?
I'd say the creativity part has been something that I have appreciated so much because I had to be so creative just to survive. God has given me a gift now that I use in our children's church to create quick skits for our children's ministry where I can think just off the top of my head and throw together, you know, a really neat skit. And I think in terms of object lessons now. I just see things as an object lesson, you know, which is really basically what a parable is. And, you know, so that's been used to be able to teach kids and to make things come alive.
Well, Denise, you've so beautifully articulated some of the values that our listeners share with you. They have a priority around family. They don't want to be slaves to money. They don't want to be slaves to debt. They want to be resourceful. They want to be able to go through these hard times with a positive attitude and to trust God through it. Is there any advice that you would give our listeners right now about how to save money, how to avoid debt, how to be resourceful?
I could probably write the book on this one, Chuck, but just a few things. You know, number one, tithe. Obedience to God is important. You can't lose when God is working on your behalf when you're doing what you ought to be doing. You know, prayer changes things. You know, you have a lot more positive coincidences in life, you know, that work out to your benefit when you pray. And you'll stay connected to a church and, you know, help others and don't be ashamed to ask for help. You know, the church has helped me, you know, back in those days, fixing a porch for me, rehanging a door, things like that. Do preventative things. I didn't have any insurance. And so, you know, it was important that I flossed my teeth and, you know, don't smoke cigarettes and eat healthy foods and exercise. You know, so do the things that will prevent dentists, you know, and doctors from having to charge you large bills. Don't allow yourself to spend every penny you get. And I learned that from Larry Burkett and my mother.
Those are two good sources.
Exactly. But, you know, what my mom missed, Larry took up and told me. You know, figure out what's a need and what's a want. Don't borrow money ever for a want. My mother told me that from a young age. You know, and if it's a need, look for a cheap way to do it. Find a creative way to get it. You know, go to, you know, to Goodwill or yard sales for things. You know, I used to have to go to there just to have the stuff we needed. But, you know, it's a sport for me now. I love going to places to get things cheap. I'd much rather have somebody pay the big bucks for it, you know, then, and I'll pay the $3 for it now. It's just as used in my closet as it is in yours.
Oh, that's great, Denise. Well, we're out of time today, Denise, but it has been a joy. Thank you for writing us at Money Life. Thank you for encouraging us and for sharing your testimony today. I know so many people are going to be blessed.
Thank you.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be back with more tomorrow.